Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. My name is Sarah Deacon. I am a mom, an artist, black belt martial arts instructor, a life balance coach, and a general inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, creativity, leadership, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make an impact in your life. So let's get moving. Hello, and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I am your host, Sarah Deacon. It is a pleasure to be with you today. It's sunny, and I think it's getting up into almost the 40-degree weather here in lovely Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So it's a good day. It's a good day, and we're here. Here we are. So last month, in the month of January, I'm a few episodes ahead, so I'm not sure actually when this is going to come out, but I'm recording right now on February 1st. But last month, at the beginning of January, I took a trip to Florida. I went by myself and I left on a Thursday afternoon, and then I returned to the frozen Wisconsin January on the following Tuesday. So I had a good 4 days in Florida with my parents. It was awesome. And I just was going to talk a little bit about that today. Here is the list of my adventures. Sit on the beach, work in my sketchbook, walk on the beach, listen to the ocean, listen to myself, work on my sketchbook on the beach, bury my feet in the sand, dance, sit by the pool, swim in the pool, watch the sunrise. That was great. Swim in the ocean, also great. Take some photos, eat some sushi, and play some cards. And that was my list of things I wanted to do. And I'm happy to report that I completed every single item on that to-do list. First time in my life, probably, that I completed every single item on the list. And as I listened to the wind and to the waves, to my breath and to my heart beat, and I felt this impression, a pull, two small words whispered from the direction of the ocean, maybe from the vibration of the universe itself. And over the course of those 4 days, it said, go in. That's the title of this episode, by the way, in case you forgot. Go in. And it felt like I had spent my weekend well doing just that. I was listening to my body. I was quieting my mind, which tends to race and run around. Maybe yours does too. It was soothing to my soul. I allowed this languid creativity to guide my emotions like the waves. I meditated. I meditated on the things I usually meditate about and expanded into meditation on my communication, my connection to everything else. I stood in the sand and I stared at the water and I marveled at its paradox, its conflicting natures, the waves constantly crashing one after another, the tide coming in, the tide going out. It's always the same. And it's always different. There are always waves, right? It's always waves of water. And there's often clouds There's sunrise after sunrise, morning after morning. It's always similar, but each wave is different from the last one. It's different in shape, sound, what it carries along with it. There will never be another cloud like that one again. These are the things I'm thinking as I'm sitting on the beach. Every day at dawn, the sun rises and brings slightly different shades, slightly different tones to the colors, new ways of the light reflecting on the different clouds that are there. Maybe there's a ship on the horizon. Maybe there's not. Maybe there are, you know, different birds frolicking in the shadows than there were the day before. I'm recording this episode and it's bringing me back to those moments on the beach. It's bringing me back to that place in myself, that connection. Oh, I want to go back there. I wish I could more easily access it sitting here in front of my computer with the snow outside, even though the sun is shining. I heard the wind, I heard the waves, I heard from the sand, from the sunrise, from the ocean, I heard go in, and I did. And like I said, I'm really trying to hold on to and integrate these lessons of turning inward now that I have returned for almost a month now to the ebbs and flows of my regularly scheduled life. I'm expanding into both and, because I went in, I had the space to do that, to go in. And being consistent, I learned, does not mean that I never change. Being connected does not mean that I'm not myself too. Being patient doesn't mean I'm not active. And being silent does not mean that I have no voice. These are some of the contradictions I pulled from the waves. The waves that are the same, but ever changing, always different, but consistent. Over and over, time after time, crash after crash, breaker after breaker, tide after tide, sunrise after sunrise after sunrise. I also went into the ocean itself. Now, January in Florida is obviously much more conducive to swimming than January in Wisconsin. And yet, even in Florida at that time, it was January still. The water was definitely cool. And at least that day we had on the beach all day was blessedly warm. The ocean said, go in. Like I said, it said, go in. So I did. And as I made my way, I walked out past the breakers. I began to rise and fall with the waves. I tasted the salt on my lips, felt it splashing on my hair. I felt fearless and free at the same time as I felt isolated and a little scared, I'll be honest. Ebb and flow, contradiction, paradox, juxtaposition. Well, I like that word. Now the ocean is powerful. You think you have a well-fitting bathing suit? Go into the ocean and it will prove you wrong. I walked in through the waves by myself. I noticed, I felt this tension in my body, this flutter in my center. I noticed it and I appreciated this fear. And this was a fear that is a signal, that is something to be aware of, to even heed to an extent, because the ocean is powerful. The ocean can take you out. I jumped over wave after wave, going deeper and deeper. I felt the sand slip out from beneath my feet. I felt my parents' eyes on me from their spots on the beach. And I was glad that they were there just in case I got sucked under, sucked in over my head. I was still out on my own, but I was within reach. I was alone and I was connected to them and to God and to the ocean and to everything else. And my fear broke with each breaking wave. I found fuel right there, a reward. The lesson that everything is everything and nothing is everything and everything is nothing all at once. And even I, as small as I am, especially compared to the vastness of the ocean, even I have a role to play in all of this everything. My role is meaningful and it ebbs and it flows. I'm temporary and I'm constant. I'm connected and I am my own. I stood in the sand and on the solid ground, and it dissolved right from underneath me, dissolved into the flow. I pulled my feet from sunken sand as I walked back on the shore in the shallower waves. You know how you stand there, the waves move the sand, cover your toes, cover your feet up to your ankles. I stood in the sand. I let my feet sink down. And when I pulled them out from the sunken sand, within moments, the waves just came right back and replaced those grains of sand, smooth again, packed nice and flat. You'd never know I'd stood there just a minute ago, ebb and flow, here and gone, everywhere and nowhere, draw, erase, shadow, light. This was balance. It's both. And it was such a gift just to be there, not have to do anything. I walked on the beach later on, later that afternoon. We took a walk, and I met a sculptor of sand. And this man had created some sand sculptures near where my parents live, high up on the beach. So the tide didn't take them away. So there was one that had been there for a few days. And I had noticed it. I had taken a photo of it to send to my kids. And as we walked past that spot again, the guy was there. There was another animal sculpture in the sand. And I got the privilege to speak to him for a few moments. And he said that the best part of making those sculptures, they're these, you know, really big animals just sort of lounging in the sand. It's when the kids come to knock them down, is what he said the best part was. They laugh. They have such a great time. And he said that he was honestly surprised that the one reptile sculpture he'd done had lasted those 3 days on the beach. He said on other beaches, they don't last more than an hour. And he glowed in the sun, and he loved the surprise of it. Just how it would turn out, the making of something that is intentionally temporary, making without this attachment to posterity, knowing it'll be gone, and yet thrilled by the surprise that comes with the how or the when, both the same and different every time. And I keep thinking about that when it comes to creativity, when it comes to legacy, when it comes to all of this stuff that I've been working on with myself and even with other people, my clients and my group and things like that. It's so beautiful that the process of creating is actually like that. Whether we work in sand or ink or ice or fabric or snow or water or paint or anything else, how the process is the purpose. The finished process, the finished product, even in things that I'm making, like crocheting the hats that I've made, even that end process, the end product, I look at like the baskets I do. I remember what I was doing while I was doing the making, some of the things that I was thinking about. I have a painting in my bedroom that, again, I connect with the process as I view the end result, the product. And that's, I think, getting really close to the heart of creativity, is that the process is the product. The process is the purpose. And the experience itself is the reward, because it'll all go sooner or later. We just don't know how or when. I mean, I don't expect my kids and their kids and their kids' kids' kids to still be holding on to some of my work. If they want it, great. If they appreciate it and love it, fantastic. But I don't expect it to live on in any certain way. I have some attachment to it because, you know, it's my work. It's something I'm putting out into the world. I want it to be appreciated and enjoyed. And yet, everything goes back to the ocean, goes back to dust. It all goes back to nothing in the end. There's no guarantee that anything I do or say right now is going to last. It'll last in the people whose ears receive it, whose minds marinate in it, and it'll continue to go on that way in that way, on and on, sunrise after sunrise after sunrise, right? It will, and it also won't, because the messages change over time. They evolve in different ways. The actual objects we create can be as easily destroyed as kicking through some sand. We just don't know how or when those things are going to go. It could last generations, could last a day, could last a moment. These words in your ear are right now, right here. That's it. And what a beautiful thing. Like, would it even be as beautiful, life itself, if it weren't temporary? We can hold on and we can let go, and there's room for both. The next wave, it'll come, and it'll be a lot like the last one, and not quite the same. Sure and uncertain. There's grief and there's hope right there, right here. And that's what I wanted to share today. I love revisiting this one. This is something I have written about. This is the experience that I keep tapping back into. It was the experience that I was meant to have when I took that trip to Florida for myself, for me. And it made an impact. So maybe you can't go on a vacation and sit on a beach right now, that's okay. Maybe you can just go in, find some silence, find yourself, and realize that you're always you and you're always changing. And there's room to be both. And I would love to hear how these conflicting things, seemingly conflicting things, how you hold both, how you hold these contradictions in yourself, in your life, in your outlook. Because I think this one resonated with people when I wrote it out and put it out into the world. So if you're listening, I want to know how this resonates with you, how going inward can help you shine out brighter, how consistency breeds change in your life or something in your environment around you. Let me know what you're sitting with at this. That's my challenge for you today, is to actually reach out, leave me a comment, leave me a review. You can find me at mymartialartsandcrafts.com and the social media handles at mymartialarts, the letter N, crafts, on Facebook, Instagram. And here's the other thing I'm going to start asking you to do. If you're listening on Spotify and you've listened to a couple episodes, there should be the option to leave a star rating for the podcast. So go ahead and do that. I hope that it'll be a 5-star. And if it's not, then tell me what you're expecting, right? This is just me doing my thing. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps me grow this audience beyond what I already have, which is, well, you. So I appreciate that. If you found value in anything that I've talked about or any of the guests that have appeared on this show, find a way to connect. I'd love hearing from you. So that is the episode for today. Again, you can find me at mymartialartsandcrafts.com, mymartialartsandcrafts on the social for my coaching. If you're interested in any of that, those events or things that I'm doing, you can follow me at Sarah Deacon Coach or sarahdeacon.com. So thank you for listening today. I appreciate you being here, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.